disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Sorry to be hacking in your ear here this early this morning. I tried to get Jared and Spencer and the marvelous crew down there to get me a cough button, but they haven't been able to figure out how to do it yet. So therefore, I hack in your ear. So okay, I'm on the back. I'm on the back edge of a, you know, I had a cough and a cold like some of you did. I'm on the back end of it, doing well. My wife just gave me some colloidal silver, swallowed it before I came down, and I'm getting better. So apologize for hacking. And look, I don't apologize for yelling. Stop sending me emails telling me you don't like the yelling. I yell. And I'm not angry. Although I am, yeah, I am angry. I don't always yell out of anger. I yell out of emotion, out of enthusiasm. As a coach. Coach Bobby Knight threw chairs, yelled. That's what I do. That's what it's the way I express myself, right? Michelle and I have 10 grandkids. They love me. They come in my house. They sit on my lap. They don't think Grampy's mean and yelling, and they don't think that. So it is what it is. It is what it is. And man, oh man, I'm telling you, I wrote something at News with Views yesterday. I got all confused. I think maybe I might publish it tomorrow. I think I don't remember when it goes out. I was thinking it was yesterday at News with Views, and I wrote a commentary yesterday called I'll share it with you tomorrow, called Keep Your Paddle in the Water. I'll get to that in a second. I want you to know this. If you're watching, if you're sitting here right now and you're watching this, I want you to know that the greatest upheaval in your lifetime and my lifetime is coming. It is coming. Supposedly, the Epstein list will be released tomorrow. Today, I'm sorry. Today. Going to be released today. Now, hang on. What am I going to get? Am I just going to get a list of names? Pam Bondi said yesterday, the Attorney General Pam Bondi said what she saw is sickening. Sickening of what these people did to children, I think. Maybe that's why it's not being released. Pam Bondi said yesterday that they had to make sure, believe it or not, it doesn't matter. I don't care whether you believe it, that they had to make sure that all the victims had been protected. In other words, if a video comes out and there's a child in there, they want to make sure whatever, you know, they got to block the kid's face out, names, who knows what's going on. She said over 200, I think she said, 200 victims. So they released the Epstein list to us. What does that mean? Here's a list of 200 people that went to Epstein Island. Here's a guy he went six times and he went 36 times. At what point, friends, at what point does our team demand transparency and justice? When does it happen? In a house, thank you, Lord. See, we don't believe the Bible. We don't believe the Bible. See, what are you talking about, Coach? I'll get there. I'll get there in a second. Jesus said in Matthew, pull up Matthew chapter 5, Spencer. I think that's where it is. A kind of stream of consciousness here in a minute. I like to do a little bit of teaching when we first get started, because it kind of sets the stage for you to come in and say what you think. And I like hearing what you guys think. Because I think if you're honest with me, well, of course you would be. We really get you thinking here, don't we? We really get you thinking here. And I'm going to tell you something. Most people go to church and they don't think when they're in church, and they don't think after church about what they just heard. And as I've said a number of times, supernatural has left the American church. Supernatural. In the video I talked about with you yesterday, that I put in the chat. So you guys ought to watch this about the prehistoric world and all that kind of stuff. It's fascinating, man. It's fascinating. And who told? How do we know our history's true? You say, well, Coach, the Bible is God's word. I know. I get it. I understand that. How do you know all the books are in it? How do we know that? How do we know that some, like, why is not, just curious, just asking, why is the book of Enoch not in there? Why is the book of Giants not in the Bible? Why are there missing books in the Bible, and who determined that they would not be in there? Now, look, I'm not questioning the word of God. That's not even what I'm talking about. Are we getting all the information? All of it? Do we really have a broad picture of it? When we say, I told Spencer to go to Matthew 5, now I'm trying to, go on down, Spencer. Because, again, I want to make this clear. Jesus seeing the multitudes, stop. Don't miss this. Jesus, doesn't say him, seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. Folks, the Sermon on the Mount was not given to the multitudes. We get this picture of him standing up on the cliff somewhere. Hey, Spencer, see if you can do that real quick. Find a picture for me of the Sermon on the Mount and see if they don't have Jesus standing in front of a big crowd of people. Look at it. He's not talking to all these people. No. That's not what happened. Go back to the Bible, Spencer. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was aset, his disciples came to him. He's sitting someplace with 12 dudes. And he's talking to 12 dudes. He hadn't preached to everybody. Because why? They wouldn't be able to understand it. So the 12 guys come and they get around him and he opens his mouth and he taught them. Hang on. Who would be them? You got to go back to the previous sentence. A little bit of my English background coming out here. Who's the subject in the previous sentence? His disciples came unto him. Not the multitudes. Not the multitudes. His disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught the multitudes? Come on, man. Follow your nouns and your verbs and your pronouns. He taught the disciples. Why did he teach the disciples? Because he said to the disciples, if you guys go down there and you get in the middle of that mess down there, all those guys, you ain't going to get anywhere. So he taught them saying what? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for that is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn. Let's roll down through it. Blessed are them. He's teaching it to the disciples because he said, boys, I'm going to turn you loose and you're going to go down and teach them. Okay, hang on. You following the picture? And he said, you better be ready because blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and say a man of evil against you falsely for me. He said, you're going to catch some crap just because you're my mouthpiece. Yeah, you're going to catch some crap. Be ready. It's all right. Rejoice, be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Now, I'd like to do a search on that. Would that be the heavenly realm? Great is your reward in the heavenly realm. For so persecuted the prophets which were before you. Remember we talked about heaven as a realm. It's not a place. You're the salt of the earth. Salt loses flavor. Good for nothing. Cast out trodden under for men. Keep going, Spence. Light, neither you put light on the city, sit on him, men of Palumbo, let your light so shine before men to see your good work, glorify your Father in heaven. Think not that I came to destroy the law, if the prophets can fulfill it. If I send you to heaven and earth, pass away, not one jot or tittle, one, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so we're his ambassadors. And he tells us, look, these precepts, these principles that I'm giving you, Go tell everybody else about it. You 12 guys, we're going to start with you guys. You go make disciples. You go teach each one, teach one. You go make one. And we're going to expand the kingdom of heaven. We're going to expand the kingdom of heaven. We're going to expand that realm. It's not a place we're going to. We're going to expand this realm of where God is in control. Are you stroking with me here? And for most of us, we have lost the idea of spiritual authority. Pull up number one, power of the tongue. I was reading this morning as I was doing some show prep. folks, you want to get your day off to a good start. Read the Proverbs. There's so much in the Proverbs. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm getting that cough out of me. I want to go down to, is it 18? No. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Where is that, Spencer? Scroll. I should have made a note to me. Life, a fool's lips. Hang on. Go back up. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calls for strokes. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. I'm not sure where it is. It's going to tell you somewhere in here that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Where is it? Where? Keep going. Life and death. There it is, 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Now, hang on. See, modern evangelifishism, cable television, satellite TV-ism, national ministry-ism has become name it, claim it. Your words have power. Speak prosperity. Speak health. And there's truth in it. There's truth in it. But it's more than that. We're to speak and expose the kingdom of God. That's what we're supposed to do. And what did he say going back into Matthew? They're going to hate you. They're going to hate you when you do that. Oh, yeah, they're going to hate you, man. Why? Because you're upsetting the apple cart. And whether you realize this or not, we're seeing the apple cart upset right now. I got to show you this real quickly. Where is it? Pull up number 7. Say what you want. I don't know if it's staged. I don't know. I still convince people that folks say that Donald Trump, back when he was inaugurated a second time, said that he was not a Christian. That is not what he... Anyway, it doesn't matter. But I wonder, friends, in your lifetime, my lifetime, have we seen this? Openly, in front of everybody. Go ahead, play it. Listen to what he says. Start again.
Let's pray. Say grace and
I'm sorry. It appears to me to be his idea. Spencer, go back to the very beginning. Listen closely. Go ahead.
Say grace and they will love our main bread. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. President. Let's pray.
Hang on. Freeze it. Grace. Does that show you a little bit of the depth of Trump's understanding, maybe, of spiritual things? Would you call this grace? What would you call this? But he asked this guy to pray before the meeting. Go ahead.
Father, we thank you for this awesome privilege, Father, to be in your presence. God, thank you that you've allowed us to see this day. The Bible says that your mercies are new every morning. And Father God, we give you the glory and the honor. Thank you, God, for President Trump, Father, for appointing us. Father God, thank you for anointing us to do this job. Father, we pray you will give the president, the vice president, wisdom. Father God, as they lead, Father, I pray for all of my colleagues that are here around the table and in this room. Lord God, we pray that we would lead with a righteous clarity. Father God, that as we serve the people of this country in every prospective agency, every job that we have, Father, we would humble ourselves before you and we would lead in the manner that you've called us to lead and to serve. Father, the Bible says that blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Well, Father, we today honor you. And in your rightful place, Father, thank you for giving us this opportunity to restore faith in this country and be a blessing to the people of America. And Lord God, today in our meeting, we pray that you will be glorified in our conversation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow, hang on. Say, Coach, well, it's a setup. It's just a setup. Well, I'm going to tell you this. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let him not expect anything from God. I want to talk to you today about the power of the tongue. Power of the tongue. And I hope Randy's in here, and I hope I sent a text message to Craig today as well, because I want just kind of off the top of our head, folks, we don't understand the spiritual. We don't understand the spiritual realm. We just don't. Tina wants to get in here. Go ahead, Tina. Come on in. Nobody else yet, please. Go ahead, Tina. You have to unmute. It evidently shouldn't. Anyway, okay, let's move on. So I just had a phone call with, I get a lot of phone calls. Had a couple phone calls yesterday that were really, really deep, spiritually deep. Don't hear what I didn't say, okay? But we don't believe in the supernatural. We don't believe in the supernatural. When Jesus said, "All power is given unto me, both in heaven and earth, go ye therefore and teach them to observe all I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age," we don't believe it. We don't believe it. We don't believe that the Bible says that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Now, hang on a minute. Mark Trump's probably out there swimming someplace. Evidently, there's power, vibrations, call them whatever you want to, in what comes out of your mouth. Evidently, if the Lord said that life and death is in the power of the tongue, and I wonder how many times you daily, me daily, speak damnation right out of our own mouth. Now, I'm not talking about name it or claim it, but if you believe there's power in the spoken word, and if you believe that there's power in the spoken God's word, dudes, what is wrong with us? What is wrong with us? And why is it that so much that comes out of our mouth is simply a reaction to the forces around us? Oh, I knew that was going to happen to him. Oh, I hope I don't get sick. Oh, I hope we don't run out of money. Oh, right. Are you anybody out there with me? Anybody out there with me? And bless, Bible says it out of the same mouth. I wish I could find it. Spencer, maybe you can find it. Out of the same mouth come blessing and cursing. And it should not be that way, he said.
James.
See if you can find it, Spencer. Out of the same mouth, blessing and cursing. Speaking life and death at the same time. Double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let him expect nothing from God. Nothing, huh? Oh, there it is. But the tongue can no man tame. It's an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Huh? Thereby, or therewith, bless we God, even the Father, and then we curse men with it. What? Yeah. Out of the same mouth proceeds blessing and cursing. Brothers, how do we do that? How can that be? I want to ask yourself this. When you find yourself in prayer, are you constantly reminding God of the power of the devil? Because I tend to listen to people pray. And when they pray, I hear a lot of them just explaining the situation to God. Oh, Lord, you know Timmy, and you know that we raised Timmy in a Christian home, and Lord, you know that he, when we sent him away to college, well, that's all good, but he already knows that. What's the power of the tongue? What is the power that we're supposed to speak? Because that's life and death's in the power of it. Call those things that are not as though they were. The Bible also says that. Call those things that are not as though they were. You being taught to do that in church? Now, I'm not talking name it, claim it. Oh, Lord, thank you for the multi-million dollars in my bank account. Oh, Lord, thank you that all my bills are paid out. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about out of the abundance. Oh, boy, it's just, that Holy Spirit's so real. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And the Bible says that the heart is deceitfully wicked above all things. Who can know it? So how many times during the course of your day do you go around as a child of God repeating what the devil's saying? Oh, yeah. Track that baby for a while and see what's going on. See why your life's in the mess that it's in. If, in fact, life and death's in the power of the tongue. Excuse me for coughing in your ear. Because why? We don't understand. We don't understand. You guys know this. Pardon me. Do you know it's the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you? Understand that? Same spirit. Bible says that. You believe it or you don't believe it. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you.
Romans 8.
Thanks, Dale. The devil's a liar. And how many times during the course of the day do you listen to a lie and repeat it? How many times do you find yourself during the course of the day repeating what the devil planted in your brain? But the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you. And he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. You and I are walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. All power has been given unto me, both in heaven and earth, and I give it to you. Isn't that what it says? All power. Where does it say that, Spencer? All power has been given unto me. All power. All power. All power given unto me, and I'm going to give it to you.
Matthew 28, last chapter. Mark 16, last chapter. John, last chapter.
Come on, folks, we got to get to it. Matthew 28. I believe it, man. No, that ain't it. You got Matthew 1. I'm sorry, I didn't have this little bit more click. Keep going, we'll find it. All power. Keep going. Jesus said, and when they worshiped him, oh, this is so good. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Oh, my God, is that the American church? Come on now. How many of you out there trust the pharmaceuticals more than you do the Lord? And Jesus came, spake to them, said, dudes, listen, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Folks, realms, not places. We are encompassed about with so great a cloud of witness. Oh, I wish you could see this. I wish you could get this. The scripture says that we are encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. I come back to that fish tank I always talk about. Folks, there's a cloud of witnesses around us. They see us. We don't see them. All power is given unto me in the two realms, heaven, the spirit realm, and earth, the natural realm. And what you speak in the spirit realm impacts the natural realm.
Boom.
Go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, and teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Oh, and by the way, I'll be with you. Even until the end of the world. Where's that age? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I want to show you something because Craig, are you out there today? You out there, Craig? I sent you a text somewhere. I don't know if you got it. Guys have to work. I understand that.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, thanks, Craig. Craig, folks, do you have any idea? Randy, you can pop in here too. And maybe Mel, maybe you can pop in here if you want to. Craig, could you take us down a litany of things, of places we have gone and things we have said? And the fruit from us having done that. Just this little group of crazy people here, right? Just this little Coach Dave Live group. Gone and putting stakes in the ground. Gone and doing prayer walks. Gone and taking authority. Gone to the Georgia Guidestones and praying the good Georgia God. Just little coincidences like that. Craig, could you quickly, without taking up an hour and a half here, go into some of the things. Randy, you can pipe in too, or Mel. Hang on a second. Where is it? TheLibertyActionNetwork.com. Yeah, number two, the Liberty Action Network. And just click on, thank you, Mel, for doing this. Just click on actions. Just click on actions. And this is kind of a record of things that we've done. Scroll down. We called the Justice Department, past actions. Put up past actions, right? What? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Stuff we have been doing, man. We have been doing. Mel's been putting it up on 11-hour prayer vigil, fasting for our nation, praying for the release of J6ers, praying for hurricane relief, praying, standing and speaking to the mountain of the media. By the way, hang on. Hey, Craig, help me out here. August 27th, 2024. Remember when Craig went to Chicago? You guys remember that? He went to Chicago and he prayer walked the media. You guys remember that? And have you noticed Joy Reid gone, Ellen gone? Is this just coincidence? Is it? Go ahead, Mel. Because I want to hear from Mel, and then Craig will give us a litany, and I'm sure Randy can pipe in here too. Do we believe in the power of God, the power of his word, and do you and I believe that all power and authority has been given unto me, both in heaven and earth? Go take authority. Do you believe that? Everywhere you put your foot, the Bible says, I've given it to you as an inheritance. Every place. Do we believe that? Or is that just something that's in the book someplace? And are we walking it, acting it out? Mel's the first one, got our hand up. Go ahead, Mel. And Randy, you want to pipe in, or Craig, anytime you want to pipe in, go.
Yeah, I wanted to log into the back end of the website because I can see a list. We've done 48 actions together since September of 2022, and that was a calling to the people. And, you know, it's just been, I get really excited when we have the, even you talk about the supernatural leaving the church. I get really excited when we can, you know, come together in one accord and really focus on some actions together. We've done some amazing things. I remember when you guys went to the Georgia Guidestones, I had Air Force prayer coverage for you in the prayer room at my church at the time. And, you know, I just think that we need to keep going with this. You know, the political things are one thing, but I think that, you know, the real root of the problem is the spiritual war, and the other things are the fruit on, you know, the leaves on the trees. So I get excited. I think we got to keep going. And, you know, when God gives you an action, reach out to me. I mentioned that in the chat the other day, and somebody reached out to me. And so that's why I'm here. That's my role. So let's keep going on that.
Hey, Mel, what if when we show up and we, come on now, I wish maybe when we went to the Georgia Guidestones, Craig, when would that be? Craig's the dates guy. That was before. That was
November 11th, 2020.
And we went down there and Dale brought the big cross we put on top of it. And we prayer walked that. That was right in the middle of the battle of the 2020 election, Georgia, all that stuff. We did that prayer walk and prayed those spirits down and boom, boom, boom. And lo and behold, what happened? Why, the Georgia Guidestones blew up. Whatever, they blew up. Craig, when did they blow up? When was that?
That was July 6th of 2022.
So 6 months or so afterwards?
No, 2 years. It was 2020. It was November 11th, 2020, and it was July 6th, 2022.
Year and a half.
I don't care how long it was.
602 days.
How many days?
602 days.
602 days. We went, we did the action, 602 later, those things fell. Now, coincidence? Yeah, I suppose. I suppose it was a coincidence. And Craig, help us out of here again, Craig. Help us out. You went to the, you went to Chicago to the convention, and what'd you prayer walk when you were there, Craig? What was it? What was it you prayer walked there?
Well, I had specific things I felt the Lord asked me to read over that, but also Randy had come up with media decrees, and I agreed with what he had come up with, and I started off at the first corner of reading the media decree, and it was about Jesus Christ is King of Kings, and he owns all the frequencies and airwaves over America, and as soon as I said those words, the Blue Angels were practicing for their weekend show. That jet literally flew over my head at the exact time I said that. I looked up. I could see the guy's helmet. I mean, it was that close. He was like 300 feet over the ground. And I thought, wow, I just was astonished, because the things of God and the word of God is irrevocable. Okay. And God will not be mocked, nor will evil prevail, and Christ will reign and rule, and everyone will bow their knee, and they will submit their tongues, whether they're flesh or spirit, and Christ will be elevated.
I mean, I don't even know what to say. Hey, Spencer, I'm going to show you something here. Hang on. And so you prayed against the media. Let me get this straight. Spencer, I'm sending you something right now. Hang on. Let's go. This is going to go to Jared. I send it to Jared and you get it. So you get it. Boom. When you get this, throw this back up there. So Craig, you went and you prayed against the media. By the way, when Craig went and prayed against the media, we went also to Columbus and we went to all the media. We went to ABC, NBC, CBS, and we prayer walked. Somebody think I'm making this up? We went and we prayer walked all of those things. We pulled that kingdom down. And look on the screen right now. These folks are gone, friends. These are gone. What? These demonic influencers are gone. What? How'd that happen? This crew of Luciferians that the devil placed in the midst of the media to deceive people, gone. Georgia Guidestones, gone. By the way, help me out here, Craig or Mel or somebody. Didn't we go pray over the courthouses? 12 federal court buildings? And didn't we pray that righteousness would once again begin to reign and rule in our courts? And didn't we pray for the release of the J6ers? And didn't we pray for the release of the Tennessee? Is it just me? Did we do this? And by the way, did it happen? And it happens. And do we attach the fact that all power has been given unto us? Go ye therefore. Do we do that? Has your church even considered that? That maybe there are some wicked things going on in your community that all power has been given unto the church to go and do something about? Are they doing it? Well, no, they're not doing that. They're reading Schofield. It's only going to get worse. Well, have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness. Rather expose them. Why won't we do that? I wonder, has anybody been praying for the exposing of the Epstein file? The Diddy files? Have we been praying that? Have we been targeting prayer for that? I'm going to shut up. I invited people in and walked all over them. So go ahead, Craig. Or Mel or Randy. I don't even know. Randy has to work for a living. He may be out there.
I'll let Randy speak some, you know. I mean, I can tell you the basic timeline, you know.
Yeah, give us some timeline stuff. Craig, can you give us some timeline, some crazy places we did and crazy places we went and crazy things that we did, and we have seen the fruit of it. Go ahead, Craig.
Well, some of them, the ones that you did before, I think it kind of started really when you went to Hillary's house. Right. I really wasn't.
And by the way, has anybody heard from Hillary anymore? Anybody? Hey, Randy, anybody heard from Hillary out there, right? We went and prayed. Randy laid his hands on I'm just telling you the truth. He laid his hands on the threshold of Hillary's house, and we prayed it. Anybody heard from her lately? Huh? Is Hillary, by the way, hey, is Hillary in charge of anything? Well, just a coincidence, I guess. Just a coincidence. Keep going, Craig.
Yeah, but stuff that I really picked up when we started in 2020, and of course that was, the year of COVID, and,
Craig, hang on. I just thought of this. Anybody heard from Bill Barr lately?
Boom.
Didn't we go to Bill Barr's house? Didn't we go there? Didn't we take horses, go to Bill Barr's house? Didn't Bill Barr come out and Randy read a prayer over Bill Barr? We said, Lord, hey, Lord, either use him or move him on. Anybody heard from Bill Barr lately? Yeah, keep going, Craig.
So, a couple things happened really in 2020. There's a big thing called the return, and it was in Washington, D.C. It was September 26th of 2020. And I went down there and, you know, Jonathan Cahan and stuff. And no matter what you think about these people, the people that were presenting or whatever, the thing is people are seeking the Lord and calling out Christ. And there were, I mean, I don't know, 50,000, 100,000. And what I found interesting is actually, if you go to a callingtothepeople.org, you'll see I referenced that because I took some pictures of it. And little did I know, 2 years later, God really put on my heart, you know, Bobby Lee's on September 26th to go to Gettysburg.
And oh, boy, there you go.
The people, right? 2 years from the time the people are on the Washington Mall. Two years we're in Gettysburg, right? But anyways, so then what happened is we started doing the thing where we went down to the Georgia Guidestones, and that was actually we came October 31st, and you did your justice tour in Washington D.C. of 2020, and you went to Biden's house. When that's when I brought Samson, and then we went to Obama's house at Sheridan Circle. And then we went to Bill Barr's house, and then, but that was also you know, I think God gave you this, that, you know, there's these boundary stones. There's 26 of them.
Oh, Greg, I forgot about that.
Right. And
we salted the Ohio River. We salted the rivers. Keep going.
So the boundary stones, you know, were put in by the Masons over D.C. If you look at how D.C. is cut out, it's really cut out of Maryland. But we went to the north, east, south, and west.
We went and put boundary stones. We claimed all four corners, five corners, 12 corners, whatever is in D.C. We prayer walked and claimed righteousness, peace, and joy. We claimed that God would rule in it.
Right. That was on December 12th of 2020. And that's when Steve Deck went into the Grand Lodge there.
Steve Deck has staked more places than a scarecrow, huh? What? Yeah. Why? Went right into the heart of that Masonic temple. Steve Deck and you guys went right into the heart of that Masonic temple. Hey, we prayer walked the Washington Monument. Hey, if that thing falls down, I didn't do it. Right? Come on, man. Come on, keep going. I keep interrupting, Craig. Sorry.
So November 11th was the day that we went down to the Georgia Guidestones, and the Georgia Guidestones, you know, it had the eight languages, and it's a big altar. I mean, if you just stand back and look at it, it's four stones holding up to another one, and it's an altar is what it is, right?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And it's the counter 10 commandments of the New World Order. And, you know, when Dale built that cross, he raised that cross up. I think you said 26 feet, right? And it's above it, right? Because if you go to the Bible and you read these things, it doesn't make a lot of sense. It's like the high places. There's a physical attachment to it, and there's a spiritual attachment to it. That's why I said the things that happened in North Carolina when you go and it went to Black Mountain, and I said, you need to kind of go to this mountain up there, Coach, because it's the highest point on the Appalachian Trail.
By the way, we went and we staked it. We prayer walked and we staked that place.
And I said, there's a principality over that. And, you know.
So, Craig, hang on. Hey, folks, a high place is not geographical, although it can be. A high place is a position of authority. So a high place, I'm telling you, a high place could be your computer room. It could be your computer room. If you're getting in the dark in that computer and you're checking out porn and all that stuff, maybe that can become a high place. You better understand that. You got a lot of high places in your life. Go ahead, Craig.
So a lot of, you know, but the thing that, you know, Randy brought the five stones, and I brought the Mayflower Compact. And the reason I brought the Mayflower Compact is I was, you know, I was looking at this thing. I'm like, this is 400 years. I mean, we're standing at this demonic place 400 years when our forefathers, the Puritans, were landing, you know, on Plymouth Rock. And I said, I went and I posted that at the four corners of the property there. And I had a copy, and I said, I think it would be wise, Coach, if we read this. And we reaffirmed it, because this land, as the world is the Lord's footstool, okay, it's his. He created it. It's his dust. And if Satan wants and Lucifer wants to kick it up, well, so be it. But it belongs to the Lord. And we reaffirmed There's about 40 of us there. We reaffirmed what the Mayflower Compact and what God's plans are for this land.
So Dale brought that big cross, and you put that big cross above the Georgia Guidestones. By the way, folks, they aren't there anymore. Just a coincidence. And they're not there anymore. Pastor Clint there and Alan. They came from everywhere. Steve Deck in the back. I see my little wife hidden. They came from everywhere. They came from everywhere. And what do? We prayed those things down. And in November, you'd have to check the date. Well, what date would this have been? Doesn't matter. Whenever
it's November 11th. It's when the November Mayflower 11th. Compact. It's the Mayflower Compact. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my goodness. So we go there. And we do our thing. We prayer walked it, and we lifted up the name of the Lord. And we pulled down those spirits in high places. We pulled those babies down. And I was sitting here in this studio on the day that those things came down, and my mouth dropped. Coincidence, right, Greg? Coincidence.
Well, Coach, if I may chime in real quick, you had the Mayflower Compact. It was like the original Constitution of the United States. We also set the real Ten Commandments and put it right against those things. The God's Ten Commandments. Remember, those are about their Ten Commandments, the commandments of the world. We put those big Ten Commandments right there against it.
Yeah, you can see. There they are. There's those big commandments. They're made out of styrofoam, so they're not like great rocks, but it looked like it. There they are. We laid those in front. Who's Spencer? I got to give you a raise, man. I got to give you a raise. That's what we did. People thought we were laughing, thought we were crazy. And then I start my show. I don't remember what day it was. Craig's a date guy. So I start my show and I think, what? The Guidestones blew up? What? Well, isn't that what we asked to happen?
Well, the Guidestones blew up when CERN, on its 10th year anniversary after it, quote unquote, found the God particle, had reconstituted itself. You got to understand, CERN is connected to this. So, anyways,
we got to start doing more of this, man. We got to start pulling those kingdoms down. Okay, Craig, I'm going to put you on hold here a second because I know you're just getting started. Randy, I texted Randy, said, Randy, we need you. Randy, come on in, man, and talk about. From your perspective, Randy, we went to Hillary's house, and we're having a parade down there. We went, we took authority of 15 Old House Lane, Chappaqua, New York, and we went and we prayer walked Chappaqua, and we were down. I can't even remember where it was. And Randy came up to me, says, Coach, I got to go back to Hillary's. I said, what? He said, yeah, Coach, I got to go back to Hillary's. The Lord told me to go lay my hands on that threshold. Coach, I got to go back to Hillary's. I said, "Oh, go for it, dude." So Randy went back by himself because the Secret Service agents are there and whatever. And Randy, well, are you there, Randy? Can you tell the story, Randy, when you got there and the Secret Service agent greets you when you get there? What happens then, Randy?
Well, Coach, you don't really plan this stuff. You know, I mean, it kind of happens in the moment. And I think God, I think he plans it this way, just We prepare, but we don't really know exactly how things are going to go down. So, you know, all I knew, Coach, is I had to get there, get to that gate, and say what God gave me. I had to do that. I didn't know how it would play out. I didn't know how it looked. You think David knew how it was going to be? He was making history the day he took down Goliath.
Obedience better than sacrifice. He tells you to do it. Just go do it.
So, Coach, what we've learned is it's not always the methods. You know, when Dale, God spoke to him and where Lowe's and got the pipe to make that cross, do you think, I mean, it was just a Holy Spirit moment. And then you don't have time to just decide, you know, take a vacation and think. You have to say, I feel the Spirit of God giving me an unction. Am I going to do this or not? And that's what we have to learn to be, is be people of obedience. So I don't know, Coach. You know, I put the plan together after I told you I got to go back up there to the gate. It comes to you. It's, you know, Jesus told him the Holy Spirit will tell you in that hour, he will tell you what to do. That's how it works sometimes, Coach. It's just,
you pull into Hillary's house and there sits the FBI or the Secret Service, whatever. And what happened? Take us through that, Randy. What happened? Because you went back all by yourself.
Well,
by
the way, okay, Coach. So, you know, I'm up there. Mike Blake's driving, and big Norm Emmett's is sitting in the passenger seat, and I'm back seat, and they're just, we're just very quiet. And then Norm goes, hey, I think it was Norm. He goes, Randy, you know the Clintons kill people. And I said, yeah, I do. I do. I know. I very well, I've studied them a lot. I know who they are, what they do, and I have no fear of them. I mean, I don't. First, I just, maybe I'm just, but I don't. So he said, what are you going to do? And I said, well, I don't know. I'm just going to go get to that. I got to get to that gate. I stand on that threshold and speak what God gave me because something's going to go down. So I said, well, just get in there. Let me out. I'll walk up there. You got to pull over there to the side and park. Well, coach, I mean, I start walking up. I see that black limo backed up. It's running. And I'm going, there's
people. This is the home of the former president of the United States. And the woman who thinks she's going to be president. Go ahead.
So I just said, you know, this is going to be what it is. And I just thought, well, I won't look too obvious. I'm going to look like a nice, just a dumb tourist. So I pulled my phone out and I took some pictures right in front of those guys. I wanted them to see me.
FBI guys sitting in a black limo guarding her house.
Secret Service, maybe. I think they were Secret Service, coach. But so I go on the driver's side. It's backed up to the gate, and I'm thinking, I got to get up to that gate. So he rolls the window down, and it's a black limo. You can't get in it at all. It's dark windows. And big old boy sitting there, and another one in the next to him. And I didn't really look back in the behind him. I didn't want to just look. I just didn't want to push my – so I said – he said, hey, what are you doing? I said, well, sir, I'm here. I'm taking some pictures. I know who lives right there. And I just want to get some pictures while I'm coming through town. I just, you know. And he just looked at me from head to toe and just summed me up really quick. And I smiled. You know, I didn't look nervous. I didn't feel nervous, really. But so he said, well, yeah, okay. I said, I just want to go back to that gate. I just want to take pictures at the gate. He said, okay, well, don't do anything dumb. Well,
knock yourself out. Didn't he tell you that, Randy? Knock yourself out.
You know, Kevin Fahey, before we went, I think that Kevin Fahey and I forget the guy, but that he said, I want to pray over you or something. For some reason, I didn't even know Kevin. Never met him. First time. And he just said, I pray for the favor of God come over you. I don't know why. He's just over me. And I said, thanks, Kevin. I appreciate that. You know, so that was before that. He didn't know what we were going to do. So even Kevin was moved by the Spirit of God, coach. So so they gave me favor. I walked right up to that gate, did my job, spoke to what I had.
You laid your hands on the gate
and
your feet under the gate, right?
Yeah, I just knew to touch the doorpost, stand on the threshold, and speak the word of God, prophesy this prophetic word, which it come out of nowhere, coach. We didn't, this was not a plan either. It just came on my back porch with a buddy of mine. So I did that, and just did it quickly. I knew that they're watching me, you know, they may come and drag me off any moment and tell me to leave or whatever. So I spoke it. Said, Father God, I'm here today. I'm representing the kingdom of God against this evil. I stand at the post, went over and put my hand on the other post. It was about, maybe 14 foot wide. And it swung off of each post. It was a gate that came together in the middle, opened up. There was two gates that made one, you know. So, and then I went to the middle and I put my feet under. There was about a 5 or 6 inch space. And I put my feet under it. My hands on that gate, and I said, Father, I am here at the threshold. I am going to speak in your word, and I pray the empire comes down in the name of Jesus. I just speak that all the truth, everything they've done comes out into the light, and that you tear down this empire, this evil foundation that sits up that hill right up there, and that's their, you know, their place, their lair for their beast, their lion, their dragon. I said, you just bring it all out in the open and tear it down in the name of Jesus. I didn't go into a lot of detail. Didn't have a lot of time. I just knew that needed to be spoken, coach. There was just, I knew something would happen as soon as we did.
Pause, Randy. All power had been given unto you, both in heaven and earth.
I was learning too, Coach. I mean, I look back and I'm thought, well, I'm as dumb as a rock. I just needed to obey God. That's all. So I've learned a lot since then. We all have. But it isn't the method so much as it's the obedience, Coach. Amen. That's what's the huge thing in what we do now. It's the obedience.
The authority. Randy, the demonic realm is real, and they don't even teach us about it in church anymore. Go ye into all the world. Teach them to observe all I command you. Every place you put your foot, give them to you as an inheritance. Be strong, be courageous, be not afraid. Casting down imaginations and every high. It's everywhere in the Bible, and we think it's like a fairy tale. We think it's like we're watching the Seven Dorks. Snow White and the Seven Dorks. That's what we think Christianity is. And everything that's going on around us, all this evil that's going on around us, friends, is going on with the approval of the American church. Every bit of it. When all power and authority has been given unto us, and the devil comes along and says there's a separation between the church and the state. By the way, church, you're not allowed to be involved in the government. And we believed it. We believed it.
So, Coach, you know what I learned? I learned after I knew I was going, I knew what I was going to do, and I didn't tell anyone, not anyone. And when I told you I need to go back up there, this is the moment. I can't miss this. And you just like, you didn't really know me. And you looked at me like, well, what are you going to do, Brad? I said, just trust me. But Coach, I knew, I learned that the threshold blessing in witchcraft is the most important covering they can have over them. It's called a threshold blessing. It means that their evil's gods, whoever they are,
they own the door, baby. They own the door.
Yeah, it's a hedge. Just like we pray God puts a hedge around us to protection and that the enemy can't come in. You know, we have that hedge too. But and I did, I thought God's tearing it down, so that means he's going to expose them in time. There's going to be judgment on this. That was good enough for me, just because I knew that
Randy,
for all the evil they had done, I knew.
Let me ask a very simple question here, Randy. Since that day, has Hillary Clinton's influence increased or decreased? Well, Hillary Clinton, who's she?
Decreased.
She was heading to be president of the United States, folks. She was on a rocket to be president of the United States. And Randy showed up, put his feet under that threshold and his hands on it, and prayed that kingdom down. Now, you don't have to believe it. You don't have to believe it. Just a coincidence. Same thing with Bill Barr. Same thing. We laid Randy, same guy. Randy laid hands on Bill Barr and prayed him. Anybody heard from Bill Barr? Where's Bill Barr? Anybody heard from him? At what point are we going to understand this stuff's real? This really works. All power is given unto us, both in heaven and earth. It really is. Every place you put your foot is given to us as an inheritance. When are we going to stop retreating and start acting? When are we going to do it? Problem in the Lord. Problem's us. Rochelle, quickly, come on in. We got a few minutes here. Then Jeff.
Hey, good morning, team. Let me drop that in the chat. I think I'm the only person here who's sad because the Guidestones got destroyed. Because at the exact same time they got destroyed, there was a video that was going viral showing people going to the Guidestones and filming the Polaris, the North Star, through it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Okay. And the reason this is significant is because if you could still see the North Star through that opening 40 years after it was built, it disproved this wobble theory of the globe, the fake globe model of the Earth. And they can't have you doubting their spinning water ball. So they destroyed this so that people wouldn't be going and questioning NASA is a lie and the biblical Earth is true. Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Jeff Klein, come on in.
Coach, here's a good one to bring back memories. We go to the Serpent Mounds. The enemy shows up in the parking lot.
Oh, my goodness. Michelle's praying Psalm 91. Go ahead.
They were mad. It's all get out, buddy. They were hot. And we were going there to to just pray over that place, that wicked place. And that was a special date, wasn't it? First day of spring or something.
Yeah, it was some winter solstice or spring equinox. Yep.
So that guy gets in my face, accusing me of being Coach Dave. He's just ripping us. We get up there. Steve Deck's got the stones anointed with oil. The lady comes in, mad as a wet hen. Get off the grass. Get off. Steve says, you guys got to cover me. I got to plant these stones. And we're around Steve, so she can't see him. And he plants the stones up along it. And then he goes to, he said, I got to get a stone at the head of that snake. He goes up there, and she's still screaming. He's planting them, stomping them stones in the ground. Sound the shofar, and we come out. Well, people, the cops show up, and God shuts the place down. Everybody had to leave. They locked the gates, and they had to leave the serpent on their day.
Oh, my goodness. On the equinox, right? On the equinox. Oh, come on in.
Yes, I was there also with everybody.
Amen. Right? Huh?
So, yes.
Hey, folks. Go ahead, Ralph. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right, Coach. Go ahead.
So Joshua 1. Pull up Joshua 1. Pull up Joshua 1. Hang on. Wow. If we only knew, man. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, boys and girls, Moses is dead. Moses is dead. Randy, it's your turn now. Hey, Craig, it's your turn now. Steve Deck, your turn now. Moses is dead. All right, huh? Now you arise and go over the Jordan, you and all people, and you go into the land which I gave to them, even to the children of Israel. And I'm going to tell you this, boys and girls, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, not giving that unto you. Huh? Oh, yeah. As I was with Moses, I'm with you. Same spirit, it's with you. From the wilderness of this Lebanon, even the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land that belongs to the Hittites, the demonic realm, all under that great sea toward the sun. That's your coat, dude. It's yours. It's yours. There not shall be any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I'm with you, Randy. As I was with Moses, I'm with you, Steve Deck. As I was with Moses, I'm with you, Craig, as I was with Moses. So I'm going to be with you. And I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Can I ask you something? Why don't we believe this? There will not be any man be able to stand before thee all the days of your life. Right? I'll be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. So be strong and have a courage, good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance land, which I swore to give it to their fathers. Isn't that what he said? Isn't that what he said to us? Go ye into all power has been given unto me. Go ye into all the world. Only verse 7. Pull up, Spencer. I'm running out of time. Be strong. Very courageous. That thou mayest observe to do. Randy, observe to do. Observe to do, not observe to pray, not observe to think, not observe to talk, but observe to do, according to all the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Don't turn from the left to the right, that thou mayest prosper wherever you go, because this book of the law is not going to depart out of your mouth, but it shall meditate in it day and night, and that you mayest observe to do, observe to do, observe to do, according to all that is written therein. For then shall thou make thy way prosperous, and then shall thou have good success. By the way, have not I commanded you? Be strong, good courage, be not afraid, be not dismayed. But boys and girls, the Lord is with you wherever you go. Observe to do. Observe to do. Hey, observe to do.
Boom.
See you tomorrow.